Blessed be the name of the one holy and living God.
A whole new world, a new fantastic point of view. No one to tell us no, or where to go, or say we're only dreaming. Doom, despair, and agony on me. Deep, dark depression, excessive misery. If you were listening to the readings today, you kind of went on that whirlwind that we just did, switching back and forth from a veritable Disney fairy tale of new creation and great rejoicing all the time to dealing with calamity and betrayal, even death, circling back again to a promise of providential care and call for endurance. By your endurance, you will gain your souls. Good times, bad times, happy times, sad times. The days of a beloved bishop, the days of a beloved rector, the days of a dictatorial bishop, the days of a major disappointment in a rector, the glory days of lively children and youth, ministries at Trinity way back when, and the day when fire wreaked havoc on our buildings and betrayal was in the air. The honeymoon of new ministries. The angst of transitions and none knowing about the future. And so the tale goes. This past weekend for me was full of all of these ups and downs and rounds about as I rode back and forth from Ascension School in Cove with some of my brood and the good company of Steve Wellborn. If you ever want to know what's happened around here, ride to Cove with Steve. He will tell you he will stop talking, but that will not happen. And I wouldn't want it to. Yes, I learned so much about Trinity, reinforcing some of what I knew, exploring new things, not only about Trinity, but about the Episcopal Diocese of Eastern Oregon. We were attending the standing committee meetings and diocesan council meetings, and we are at a time of transition. And so there were tales and recollections, there was deliberation and wrangling, there was laughter, and there was wondering out loud, and there was woven within all of it a persistence of hope against hope, an abiding endurance. As we march forth and participate in the new creation that is emerging always and within and beyond, happening around us, both in the Diocese of Eastern Oregon, here at Trinity, beyond these walls, in the community, in the country, in the world, there is a whole new world. And we're invited to have a fantastic new perspective as we approach all of that, even amidst chaos and quandaries. Endurance. Staying the course. Keeping on, keeping on. Do not be weary in doing what is right, we hear. It's what we are made of. It is what we are made for, and it is not for naught. Endurance is about looking toward and living into the already not yet of life fully immersed in the divine life, of life on the holy mountain portrayed by Isaiah, of life within the beloved community where wolf and lamb feed together as a joy and a delight. In the book of Hours, Rainer Marie Rilke wrote these words. Listen, God speaks to each of us as he makes us, then walks with us silently out of the night. These are the words we dimly hear. You, sent beyond your recall, Go to the limits of your longing. Embody me. Flare up like a flame. Make big shadows I can move in. Let everything happen to you, beauty and terror. Just keep going. No feeling is final. Don't let yourself lose me. Nearby is the country they call life. You will know it by its seriousness. Give me your hand. Sent beyond your recall, go to the limits of your longing. Embody me. Let everything happen to you, beauty and terror. Just keep going. It's not easy to keep going, to keep on keeping on, to live into this endurance to which we have been called. It's not easy, especially when you find yourself in the midst of terror, in the midst of chaos and despair and suffering. In those times when the world as you know it seems to be falling apart, we want to cling to the last shred of what makes sense to us in the way things have always been. We want to run away or stick our head in the sand or cover our ears and eyes because that will make it all just go away. But we know that it won't. Bruce Epperly posed a question. He said, God has given us a vision of new creation, a new heavens and a new earth, not a fixer-upper, new. He asks us, will you choose the path that leads to healing the earth? Or will we continue on our destructive, divisive ways? Because oh, how easy it is to slip into divisiveness, to slip into finger pointing, to slip into aligning yourself with only those like you. Endurance, not being weary of what is right. What does that look like? As I look at this enduring, spirited gathered of people, I know of many of the ways which you have endured and that you do endure. I'm going to do something that I don't often do, which is to invite you into this conversation right here and right now with some shout outs for what does endurance look like? What has endurance looked like? What do you strive for to endure? If I could see some hands and tell me what does endurance look like, I'll throw some in there, but I want to give you an opportunity for what does enduring spirit look like to you, have looked like to you? Anybody?
Showing up.
Showing up. Boom. You all did that today. Endurance looks like faith. Never letting failure be the last word, which is what we prayed over our children this morning.
Loving no matter what.
Loving no matter what.
Helping others.
Helping others. Keeping on singing. As I thought about it for this congregation, some of the enduring ministries, the enduring realities are represented in something you'll hear about shortly, our new renewed Trinity Episcopal Action Coalition, all the work that's being done in this community, our pastoral care ministries, that do some of the things that you've already talked about in more intentional ways. Our godly play, which keeps on happening whether we have 1, 2, or 8 kids or more. Our Red Wagon ministry, phone calls to others, the Red Door Marketplace, writing postcards, being present. It's not always about doing. It's sometimes about being, more about being than doing, to be perfectly honest. Endurance is about being present. It's about holding steady. It's about staying the course. We prayed this morning that we may embrace and ever hold fast to the blessed hope of everlasting life. It's about hoping against hope. We are made for this. We are made for this time. We are made to be a people who show the world what endurance looks like. To be God's incarnate, embodied, enduring presence of life and love and mercy and presence in the world. We are called to step up and to show up and to be those people, to not be weary of doing what is right. It asks something of us, and it invites us into being a transformed people who believe in the already not yet of the beloved community of the kingdom of God, of God's holy mountain, where we can gather together at the holy table and eat with those same and different, those who struggle and those who celebrate, those of all walks of life, where all are welcome. We are invited to be those people who in our hearts do sing, "It's a whole new world." And we have a fantastic new point of view. And we are that new creation for this new day. We are a new people because God made us for this. Amen.